been tempted and tried an only God, in heaven knows what's best for me. All I ask is for wisdom each and every passing day, just to be what He wants me to be. Then my spirit shall rest in His mercy, and my soul will be sheltered love, that I may live in the presence of the light of my Lord and the sweet, gentle Spirit of the Dove. When my world seems to crumble and my plans fall apart, all my heart, that His grace is sufficient for me. Then my spirit shall rest in His mercy, and my soul will be sheltered in His love, that I may live in presence of the light of my Lord and the sweet, gentle Spirit of the Dove. And the sweet, gentle Spirit of the Dove.
Brother Marvin is our speaker this evening. That you might pay close attention to the things that he will bring to us, and that you might remember him in your private prayers.
I would like to comment on the most beautiful music that has been brought here this evening. It's a joy to the soul to listen to such nice music. The words that I have to bring this evening, I'll hope that they will be a benefit to maybe somebody here. If some of the references that you hear here this evening sound a little bit repetitious of what was given here this morning, don't be surprised. I listened to what was given this morning and I thought, well, gee, that's kind of a coincidence that so many of my references was given in his sermon this morning. And so I thought, well, did he look over my shoulder or did I look over his? And I got to thinking, well, neither. We both have the same author to give us the information. But those thoughts that come to me maybe need to be brought to us again to bear upon our minds that some of the things that were brought here this morning for a reason. I don't fully understand the workings of the Spirit or the way that it is brought forth, but it is there for our enlightenment and in our guidance. We are unique in this instance that those of the world cannot have this Spirit to give them the guidance that we have. The house of Israel were blessed when Christ came there and he set up his church. We are unique here in this latter day that we as a people have come to the knowledge and understanding of the gospel. And we sometimes desire, like the house of Israel, the old past. As it says there in Jeremiah, here in the 6th chapter, 16th verse, I believe it is, Thus saith the Lord, stand you in the ways and see, and ask for the old path, where is the good way, and walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. This is what we desire. Sometimes, for some reason or another, we don't always find the old ways. We desire them. We read about them. And we search the scriptures. That was given to the apostles in the early church. Christ set up his church and he blessed them with the organization that he gave them there. But he also blessed them with that spirit to direct and guide the people. That same spirit that we have here today to direct and guide us if we were but here. In the fourth chapter of Ephesians, in the 11th verse there, I will give some of the readings of what they give concerning the structure of the church. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. This is how long they were to be. We can look back in history and see that the early church, as it spoke of in the 13th chapter of Revelation, was done away with. It was overcome by that sinister forces that are in the world today. They were given for the edifying of us, for our enlightenment, our guidance, till we all come to the unity of faith. Now, I think that you can understand there that we're not in a unity of faith today. There's an old saying that you can play any tune with the Bible that you want. I believe there's 1,000 tunes played out here in the real world around us. They all have their own little tune that they play upon it. Why? They're missing something, that's why. They don't have those apostles there to guide them or direct them as Christ set up in his church. As Christ set upon this land here, the Nephi land, when he was here, and set up his organization. They don't have it. We do have it. And that same organization, that same structure that was given to the early people, we have again today. And it's for our enlightenment. In the 12th chapter of Corinthians there, let me read a little bit up there. Now, I'm sure all of you are aware of what it says there. Now, there in the 28th verse of the 12th chapter, it speaks of what the organization was, the same as it was given in Ephesians. But I'm going to back up and begin with the 7th verse there in the 12th chapter here. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gift of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another divers kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. These here are the 9 spiritual gifts that have been instituted into the church that have been put here for our benefit. It says here that the Spirit is given to everyone. Nobody was to be left out, but given to everybody for their profit, for their guidance. some of them was to receive more than one, like the parable of the talents. You've all read it many times, how one was given five and he profited and he was given ten. Well, these spirits are a little bit like that as we work in the organization and after the Lord's way, then we are blessed with those things. We can have that spirit for our guidance from time to time. Now, Apostle Paul well understood these things, and in Galatians there, he spoke to the people there. Let me read it. We as a people are very, very quick, seems like, to fall away into forbidden paths. I suppose it's a natural thing for man to do. Now, this is Paul here, and he has spoke to him there. He says in the 8th verse of the 1st chapter, "But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto him, let him be accused. If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that which you have received, let him be accused." So we can see that we are ever quick to pick up other beliefs. And this is why here in the latter days that we were given here more records. It was because man was a stumbling. He was didn't know just which way to go. He honestly desired, many of them, good souls, desired the sincere word of God. But because of some of the things that had happened in prior times, there was not a complete understanding in the Bible as what the fullness of the gospel was, what the structure was, and what the doctrine was. Here in the 36th page in the Book of Mormon, in verse 168, "For behold, they have taken away from the gospel of the Lamb many parts which are plain and most precious, and also many covenants of the Lord have they taken away." Now, this is why the world as a whole stumbles. Some of the things that were given to the early people have been altered and taken out so that it doesn't quite read as it should. The Jews of old, as Nephi made the statement, that the people there were a gainsaying people. They desired hard things to give to him for understanding. They desired and liked those things. Nephi, bless him, he didn't necessarily like that. And he liked things that were plain and easy to understand. And in his book here of Nephi, it is plain and easy to understand, and it is given to us. But because the house of Israel, they hardened their hearts, they rejected the Messiah, and these things Jesus spoke unto them in parables because of the hardness of their hearts, that he spoke these things that they might not understand. But those that would humble their hearts and come before him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, then the Lord would open their understanding. Now, in the records as given here, they were the giving of the gospel. Let me read it here in the 37th verse here. "Behold," now this is speaking of the Book of Mormon here, "Behold, these things shall be hid up to come forth unto the Gentiles by the gift and power of the Lamb. And in them shall be written my gospel, saith the Lamb, and my rock and my salvation." Now, it also states here in this Book of Mormon that as the Gentiles come forth, cross to this land. They brought with them a book. That book was the Bible that it speaks of here in 1 Nephi. And if we will search the time that they come across, we'll find that they had there the King James Bible with them. It wasn't some of these modern translations that they had today that is so common or being common in the world today, but it was that King James Version, which is the one that we should be using, I do believe. Isaiah, that is spoken of here in 2 Nephi, if you will search it and compare it, you'll find that it is very close with what is given in the Bible. Now, this here book, as it speaks of here, is on page 35 here. And behold, a book, and it was carried forth among them, and the angel said unto me, Knowest thou the meaning of the book? And I said unto him, I know not. And he said, Behold, it proceedeth out of the mouth of a Jew, and I, Nephi, beheld it. And he said unto me, The book that thou beholdest is a record of the Jews, which contains the covenants of the Lord, which he has made unto the house of Israel. Now this here is the book that was carried forth by the people as they come to this continent. And it contained the plainness of the gospel of the Lord, of whom the 12 apostles bear record. And they bear record according to the truth which is in the Lamb of God. Now I would like to impress upon my brethren and sisters here that you search the scriptures. As it speaks of in John 5:39, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. We're admonished to search the scriptures from time to time. Jesus told the people here on this land that they were to search the scriptures of Isaiah, for he spoke of all things. If we don't search these scriptures diligently, we will sometimes begin to nibble onto false beliefs, false ideas. And this can lead us into serious trouble. It is because I'm satisfied that we're in that serious trouble today in this church, because we nibble upon other things that we shouldn't. And because of it, there is a division here among the people, some, because of different beliefs on how to use certain things within the church. And yet I believe it is very clearly given in the scriptures what shall be. But if we don't search the scriptures, how can we know? We don't. You should never take the word of the minister or the individual that stands up before you and tells you what is what. Shouldn't do that. The scriptures clearly tell you that cursed be the man that will put his trust in the arm of flesh. And when you listen to the individual and believe what he tells you, and it sounds good and pleasing to the ear, you're setting yourself up for a fall. See what the scriptures say. And then listen to what is being said. And if they speak contrary to that which is written, then be weary. Now, you may wonder that I make the statement that there is different beliefs here within the church. But let's see what the scripture says about that. Here on page 154 in the Book of Mormon, verse 16, they wear stiff necks and high heads, yea, and because of pride and wickedness and abomination and whoredoms, they have all gone astray, save it be a few who are the humble followers of Christ. Now here you can get a classical picture of the denominations that are in the world. says they have all gone astray here. This is what is out around you here. This is what we are at war with, the world that is around us. For it is war that we are in. It's the war of your soul, whether we have eternal salvation or not. You may not pick up a gun and have to defend your life with it, but spiritually, it's just as deadly as if somebody was to shoot you. If you pick up false precepts and ideas and turn away from the gospel. They have all gone astray, save it be a few who are the humble followers of Christ. Nevertheless, they are led, that in many instances they do err, because they are taught by the precepts of men. See what it says about the Church of Christ? Right there. Let me read it to you again. Nevertheless, they are led, that in many instances they do err, because they are taught by the precepts of men. This is what is bothering us today, is the precepts of man. We sometimes find it hard to weed out these precepts and see just what they are. Sometimes we're raised up with them from childhood, all of our life, and we're taught those precepts. Some of them is right, yes, but some of them evidently is wrong somewhere along the way. And how do we know what is right and what is wrong? Do we listen to those that talk to us? Well, listen to them. Then go home and search the scriptures. See whether they've told you what was correct or whether they were just telling you their own thoughts. This is what you should do. Do you search the scriptures during the week to see what is right and what is not? Do you get down upon your knees and pray to the Lord for that help and guidance that we all should stand in need of? Or do you seek the advice of some of your brothers or sisters on some of these things? Sometimes we do, and that we have to do sometimes. But we have to be careful when we seek that advice that it is in line with what the scriptures give and what has come forth in this Book of Mormon. For as it says there, as I read on page 36 there, that in this book is the fullness of his gospel and his salvation. The Bible has it as well. As he set up his church there at Jerusalem, he put 12 apostles in it. As he set it up here on this Nephi land, he put 12 in them, but he didn't call them apostles here. As he set it up here in our latter day, he put 12 in it. As it says in James, there is no shadow of changing with the Lord. Now think upon that a minute. The shadow has different degrees of darkness. When you're out here standing in the noonday and a little cloud goes over, there's a little different shadow. You let a big dark cloud cover up the sun a little bit, you have a darker shadow. It says there is no shadow of changing with the Lord. So we can rest assured that if that is true, and it is true, then what he would give to one people, he'll give to another. He gave to the early church those blessings, that doctrine, that organization, as it speaks of there in Corinthians and also Ephesians, in Hebrews, there, he gives the doctrine as well in the 6th chapter, beginning with the first verse. You have the doctrine of what he gives. It isn't just that they have there, as John speaks of. He speaks of that love that we should have for one another, the compassion that we should have for one another. to seek out the welfare of our brothers and sisters. They too have travails, trials, to ease their burden, to help them as we can. We shouldn't forget them. We should humble our hearts with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. And then we can have that Holy Ghost for our guidance. And when we're in time of need, we can have that Spirit speak to us. As you hear my voice, so can you hear that Spirit speak to you, to give you that guidance, that counsel, and the help that you stand in need of. There's been times that I have had that counsel. I didn't hear any voice outside, but in my mind I heard that voice speak to me, as you hear my voice. But not a word was said. It can be given to all of us when we're in times of danger or harm, if we are in tune with our Master, Jesus Christ. If we're not in tune with Him, and we're going the ways of the world, we won't hear the promptings of that Spirit. As it speaks here in the Book of Mormon, they were wondering why they didn't have it, but they were told that they had hardened their hearts a little bit. It was there, but they couldn't hear it. And when we get too far into the world, too close to it, then in our times of trials and needs, we don't always receive that guidance and that help that we should have. It's only when we can humble our hearts before the Lord in sincerity and honesty to Him that we can have that help, that Holy Spirit to give us that counsel and guidance that we so dearly stand in need of. Here on page 88, I will read to you partly why this Book of Mormon was brought forth to us. This Book of Mormon to me is a lovely book. It's easy to my way of thinking, easy to understand. Easier than the Bible. But with the Book of Mormon, it opens up scriptures in the Bible that we don't always understand. There's parts of the Bible in Isaiah that I don't fully comprehend. But I do enjoy reading the scriptures here, particularly in the Book of Mormon. Now on page 88 here, on verse 20 I will read with, "And that which shall be written by the fruit of thy loins, and also that which shall be written by the fruit of the loins of Judah, shall grow together." Now this is speaking of Nephi. "And that which he was to write was to go together and be one." As it speaks of in Ezekiel, speaks the same thing. Jesus spoke of the people here, and he spoke to them in John there, that he had other sheep which are not of this fold. Them also must hear his voice. And to them he went. Now this here Book of Mormon is the record of those people that he was speaking of. "Unto the confounding of false doctrines, and laying down of contention, and establishing peace among the fruit of thy loins." Now this is what the Book of Mormon is for. Is to put down false doctrines, down contention that is among the members, and establishing peace among us and the world, if the world will but hear. This is what this Book of Mormon comes forth for, that we might be blessed with the gospel. Now sometimes we hear we make the statement that we don't fully understand, or that things have changed and we need to alter some things. That's what they're saying about the Bible, and that's why they're altering it. On page 160, verse 5 here in the 13th chapter, it says, "For the Lord God giveth light unto the understanding, for he speaketh unto men according to their language, unto their understanding." Now this Book of Mormon come forth in the English language. It didn't come forth in some foreign language that you wasn't able to read it. So we can't say that we don't understand it. It's in our language. It's given in our day. And the Lord God gives the interpretation of it, that we might have understanding and know what had been withheld out of the Bible. Now, if we don't apply ourselves to the Scriptures, we won't know what's in the Scriptures, or what is Scripture, or what is not Scripture. Now, as I spoke earlier about the house of Israel, liking things hard to understand, Nephi here in the 11th chapter speaks of it. "For I, Nephi, have not taught them many things concerning the manner of the Jews, for their works were works of darkness, and their doings were doings of abominations." Now this is on page 139 in the 11th chapter of the Book of Mormon. And we can see there that that they liked the things that they were doing. For some reason, they become hard-hearted people. They were particularly blessed, as we can see from the Scriptures. The Nephites here on this land were particularly blessed as well. And when they heeded the precepts of the Lord, they prospered. And when they didn't and began to nibble of the things that was around them and partake of them, we can see the calamity that befell them. They suffered hardships. They were plundered. They were robbed. They were killed. They were taken into slavery. But they brought this upon themselves. If they would have heeded the commandments of the Lord as they were commanded to, there was nobody could harm them or hurt them. And that is the way it is with us today. It's only when we don't follow the teachings of Christ to the fullness, with that love in our hearts as we should, then we begin to suffer the hardships. The house of Israel were told that when they would go the ways of the world, that the things that they put their hands to wouldn't prosper. The older ones here, think back now about 20 years. And see the change that has taken place in this world. How this country has begun to slide backwards, as I would say. The things that this country has turned their hands to, they haven't prospered. It's a little bit like the Lord said to the house of Israel, if they would but do that which is right, then nobody would bother them. 10 would chase 100. 100 would chase 1,000. But when they were evil and following their own teachings and desires and doing everything but what they should, then the enemy come in upon them and chase them in like manner. And that's a little bit like it is today in this world. We're in the real world. We see the things that this country has been great in, really. The things are, the house that America is living in is beginning to decay, fall down around the people's ears. The things that we put our hands to do not prosper. We can turn and see what happened in Vietnam. A big country beaten by a little country. It's because the standards of the people have begun to change and alter that these things are allowed to take place. You can see today, if you look out and see the gay movement that is abroad in this country, and how they're trying to tell you how nice it is. They're trying to teach you that evil is good and good is evil. The Lord refers to those gays as reprobates. Maybe you don't know what a reprobate is, that which can't be saved. These things are being brought forth in our midst, and we have to be careful that we don't partake of these things. We can but look at the house of Israel and see that when they were diligent in doing that which they should, they prospered. Nobody could bother them. They sit there at peace in their nation for years upon years. And when they begin to do that which was of the world around them, they suffered those hardships. And that's what has happened in this country today. The standards that were here 30 years ago, 40 years ago, good standards, have begun to deteriorate. They're no longer considered good by many people. And because of it, we're seeing the hardships that's taking place in this country. We're also seeing funny changes in weather, earthquakes. There's diseases coming forth. These things. That's what happened to the other nations of the world when they turned evil. When we turn to the scriptures with all our hearts, mind, and strength, and to the Lord, then we are blessed. And when we don't, then we are not blessed. As I said here, that we do have among our midst those different beliefs within the church. They shouldn't be there, but sometimes they're there because we've hardened our hearts a little bit. We don't diligently search the scriptures to see what is the structure of the church, what is the doctrine of the Lord. These things we haven't diligently sought after, and we should. It isn't just the organization and the doctrine, but it is also that precept of love within our hearts that we should have for one another as well, that we should do, to seek after one another's welfare. You wouldn't deliberately put your hand upon the table and hit it with a hammer several times good and hard. You wouldn't hurt yourself, I'm sure of that. Says to love your neighbor as yourself. And this we should do. Now, we know that it speaks here that there will be more records to come forth. That when they do, the Nephites will have the records of the lost tribes of Israel. The lost tribes of Israel will have the records of the Jews and the Nephites and one another. They will begin to believe them. When these records come forth, are we going to be ready for them? Or are we going to reject them like the Jews rejected the Messiah? Are we going to reject them because we haven't prepared ourselves to be in the condition that we should to have the Lord give us the guidance that they are of Him or not of Him? There is two spirits abroad in the world today. Two spirits that will give you help. The one will put a chain around you and lead you away and tie you down so that you can't get up. The other one won't do that. The hand will be offered to you that you may grab hold of it. The choice is yours. But if you desire the things of the world, then the whisperings of Satan will come to you. Oh yeah, he's very smart. He knows of these things that have happened. He's got a good understanding of what's coming ahead. He knows what's tomorrow pretty well. He knows what the Nephites, the Jaredites, had among them in the records. So he knows how to give prophecies that to us look pretty straight. But if we don't have the Spirit of the Lord with us, we'll not discern him when he comes forth. And he loves to get among our members and give them false precepts, false prophecies. He loves to do this and stir up strife among us. But if we have that broken heart and contrite spirit, as we should, he's not able to do that. So only when we have allowed ourselves to fall down along the way. But if we get down upon our knees, as we should, then that hand will be offered to us just that we might have that added help that we stand in need of. But if we don't ask, how can you receive? Satan teaches us not to pray. That's what. So you must ask in sincerity of heart, as the scripture says. Now these other records, as they come forth, we should be ready for them when they come forth. There'll be the records of the Jaredites, as it speak of, will not come forth in the days and the wickedness of the people. But it will come forth in righteousness. And so, it is my belief those records are somewhere down the line yet that they had. Here in the sixth chapter of Ephesians, I would like to read here in the sixth chapter, 11th verse. It says here, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness.